That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store counting their money. Listen.
And that's all the cash money you've got, huh, Abner?
That's every cent, $7.18.
Well, that just ain't enough.
Well, you got some money there.
Yeah, but putting it all together, it still only comes to a little over $13. You can't buy no chemicals for that.
You can't, huh?
I don't think so. Fact is, I ain't sure that's enough money for us to call ourselves the Edwards and Peabody Chemical Company.
Well, that don't cost nothing to call yourself something.
No, but if you're going to call yourself some company, it looks like you ought to be doing some business.
Yeah.
And it's a shame to sit here with that Hempstead formula that might make us rich and not be able to do nothing about it.
Yeah, losing money every day is what we're doing.
Well, sure we are. We just raise enough money to get the thing started. Get enough junk to make up the first batch of whatever it is.
I'd love to know what it is.
And then we could sell that for enough to buy a bigger batch next time and make some more of it and sell that and keep making it up and selling it until we get all the money we need.
Sounds good.
If we can just get hold of enough to buy that first batch of junk.
Yeah, that appears to be the main trouble, don't it?
Or to be someplace we could raise some money.
Yeah, or to.
Let's see. Elizabeth ain't got no money saved up, has she?
Lom, don't ask me to try that again. I'm just getting healed up from the last time I stole or borrowed some money out of that sugar bowl of hers.
Well, tell her this is a business investment.
She don't care nothing about business investments. She just says keep your hands off on that money. That's that.
Well, why don't you call her up and see? Can't tell. She might want to get in on this.
She don't. I can tell you that right now.
She wants you to be a success, don't you?
Well, yeah.
She ain't going to do nothing to stand in the way of you getting to be a success, is she?
No, that's the main thing she's always wanted me to be.
Well, then, if I was you, I'd call her up, explain the whole thing to her.
Well,
go on.
I think she's out washing the clothes on. I better call her later.
Washing clothes on Thursday?
Well, she's doing something, chopping wood, maybe.
Well, call her and see. Go on, Abner. You ought to the future of the Edwards and Peabody Chemical Company.
Well, all right, I'll try.
Tell her we can pay her back inside of a week.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or three. Or tell her we'll pay her back as quick as we can. I think that's the best arrangement.
Yeah, wait a minute. Oh, no, I thought I heard her picking up her receiver. Must have been somebody else on the party line.
Yeah, before you ask her about the money, get her in a good humor. Compliment her. Brag on her.
About what?
Oh, anything. Tell her how sweet you think she is.
There ain't no use for me to try to fool her, Lum. She can tell when I ain't telling the truth.
Well, can't you make up something nice to say about her?
Well, Mike could brag on her crops, tell her how nice that corn's looking over her. Wait a minute. Hello, Elizabeth? I just called. Huh? Well, I'm sorry I called you away from your work. What I wanted was...
Don't just stand there and stutter and tell her.
Well, what I wanted to tell you was how nice I thought that corn was looking. No, that ain't the only reason I called you. Well, you know that money you got in the sugar bowl? No, I ain't been snooping around. I just seen it accidental. Well, me and Lum's got a chance to make ourselves rich, but we're going to need a little cash right now.
Yeah, you never led up to it right.
Huh?
Compliment her some more.
Just a minute, honey. What do you say, Lum?
Compliment her about something.
What'll I say?
Ooh, tell her she looks nice in that new dress.
Honey, you look nice in that new dress? Why, the one... Wait just a minute. What new dress are you talking about, Lum?
Well, I don't know. Whichever one it is.
She ain't got no new dress. That's the worst thing I could have said. She's been harping on me to buy her a dress for 2 months.
Well, tell her you'll get her one.
I mean, you look nice and I'm going to get you.
That's the time.
Well, I am going to get one. Just as quick as we make enough out of this formula. That's the first thing I'm going to buy, a new dress for you. Well, I don't know when. See, we've got to get rich first, and before we can do that, we've got to have some cash money to buy the stuff for the formula.
Now you're talking.
If you'll loan us the money that's in the sugar bowl, why, they... Huh? Who's it belong to? Oh, he says that money belongs to the Missionary Society. It's for the heathens.
Uh-oh. Well, tell her, I'm a heathen.
Lum says he's a heathen, no. Elizabeth. Uh-huh. He says he don't doubt it, but this is for foreigners.
Looks like he may as well hang up.
Well, I ain't letting him talk me into nothing. We're needing the money, and I just happen to recollect seeing some of the sugar bowl. And... Well, Elizabeth, I know you worked hard to save up that money. No, I ain't. Well, honey, I will buy you a dress sometime.
Better hang up.
Honest, I will. Well, I bought you dresses before. Seems like. Once or twice, anyway. Oh, me now, don't start crying.
And he's ought to know something like this had happened.
Well, honey, well, listen. She's blubbering so hard she can't hear a thing I'm saying.
Well, you better just hang up. Might as well forget about borrowing that money.
Yeah. That was a mistake, I can tell you that right here and now. I'd better take supper with you tonight, Lum. Ain't no use of me trying to go home.
Let's see, there ought to be some place we could raise some money.
You sure that $13 we got ain't enough?
Oh, no. You got to have more than that to start up a big chemical company. Uh-oh, yonder comes Squire Skimp.
Oh.
I was hoping I'd scared him out yesterday when I told him to get out of here and stay out.
You can't make him mad that away, Lum. He's more likely coming back to make trouble for him.
Still claims he's got some rights to this point.
Yeah.
He ain't going to get nothing, though. Morning, Squire.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How are my old friends this morning?
Oh, well, all right, I reckon, Squire. What can we do for you today?
I just came over to talk a little business with you, Lum.
What kind of business? If it's about being a Hempstead heir.
Lum, I've decided to relinquish my interest in that. After all, you found a box in your attic, and I think you're entitled to its contents.
Well, I'm proud to hear you say that, Squire.
Yes, I felt if it's going to make trouble between old friends like you and I are, why, I'd rather just forget it. All I came over to talk to you about was, a little rumor that you men are a little push for cash right now.
Oh, I don't know as I'd say that. We ain't got no whole lot, but we ain't broke.
We got $13, a little over that.
Yes, well, I just thought I might be able to help you out a little. I've got $50 cash I'm not needing right now, and I just thought maybe you could use it.
You mean you walked all the way over here to offer to loan us
$50? Well, not exactly loan it to you, Lum, but I noticed your stock has run down here in the store pretty bad, and, here's what I was going to propose. I'll give you that $50 for the formula. I don't know whether it's worth anything or not, but I'm willing to take that chance.
Well, I wouldn't be interested at all, Squire.
Well, now, don't get me wrong, Lum. I'm just trying to help you. If it'll make you feel any better, why don't you sell me a half interest in the formula for $50? That way you'll have some cash and still have the formula.
Yeah, that sounds better.
You keep out of this, Abner.
Huh?
Swan, Squire, you've tried every way in the world to get your hands on that Hempstead formula. But I'm telling you right here and now, you might as well give up, because you ain't going to get no part of it.
Now, Lum, that's a fine attitude for you to assume. I merely came over here out of the goodness of my heart to offer to help you get back on your feet.
I'm on my feet. Don't worry about me.
How about a quarter interest for $50?
No, Squire.
$60.
Listen, Squire, you might as well get it through your head right now that we ain't doing business with you at no price.
Well, all right, if that's the way you feel about it, Lum. But remember this. When your company starts bogging down and you get into bad trouble, don't come running to me for help.
Don't worry. We won't. We'll get along.
Well, you'll have to.
He's coming over here out of the goodness of his heart. It's a laugh.
Doggies, Lum, I don't think you ought to run him off that way.
Well, I ain't scared of him.
I know, but loan me $60 for just a quarter interest in a formula. We could have bought all the chemicals in the world for that.
Well, we don't need his money. We got $13, and we'll buy what chemicals we can with that.
Well, can we get enough with that to get started on? You said a while ago we couldn't.
Well, we'll see how much. Better get the phone right now. I think that was our ring.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it. Hello, Jotham Down Store and Chemical Company. Oh, well, I never meant to hang up, Elizabeth. I thought you was done crying. Or talking, I mean. Well, now, listen, Elizabeth. Oh, me, she's still blubbering away. Well, now, honey, you don't want to go down there now.
Going down to her brother Fred's place?
He ain't going to leave me. Well, listen, Elizabeth. Well, I'll get you a new dress. Right away. Well, I will. Well, now, don't you leave till I get over there. And stop crying. Yes, honey. All right. Goodbye. Thank you. Doggy, I've never seen such a woman. Blubber, 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 blubber. Get on this telephone here for a minute.
Well, who are you calling now?
Well, I've got to call over to Dick Huddleston's store and talk to him for a few. Hello, Dick. This is Abner. Say, Dick, have you got any fancy women's dresses over there? Elizabeth size, whatever that is. Yeah. That's the only one you got, huh? Oh. $12.98, huh? Well, I'll be right over there. Yeah, goodbye. Say, Lum.
Yeah, I know. Here, take the money.
Well, not Lum.
No, go on, take it. The Edwards and Peabody Chemical Company couldn't start up with just $13 no ways. Hey, Grannies, I bound you this is the first time a company's ever went bankrupted before ever it even got started.
Well, what can you expect when there's an extravagant woman in the picture?